Kiss 96.9, and I'm Skip Elliott. Welcome into Dancing with the Stars, week 6 in review with my friend Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Hey, Hunter, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It is always a pleasure with you being on the air. We were laughing, as I said earlier. I think we should call this two dudes on the microphone, two cool dudes. But I was going to give you the credit for being the cool one, of course. So.
You know who's uncool?
Yes.
Is the judges, I believe. Not necessarily the judges. I think it was the voting by the public.
Yeah, last night was a true shock. You know, in week number 6, we're halfway through of this season 28, and nobody expected Saylor to go home.
No.
That was a complete and utter shock. With a score of 27 of 30, she did a great jive, had some issues. We'll talk about it again in a little bit. But again, nobody saw it coming.
Not at all. They all saw Sean Spicer going home.
Everybody did. We called it last week, and again, they have kept him on the show. Again, I don't judge too much. I try to give credit to everybody that does this show because it is hard. But his Viennese waltz was only a 21 out of 30. It was not stupendous with Lindsay. Again, he's just the weakest contestant based on the dancing right now, and we all thought he'd go off the show last night.
The best improvement, I thought, was Kel again this week with Whitney. They did a quick step, nice footwork. He keeps improving, and he executed it with lightness.
You are very right on that one. I mean, the quick step was a joy, and he was such a happy guy, you know, happy person out there to watch. Again, there was a moment that they tripped on the dress a little bit, but, you know, that happens in dancing. And so how you recover makes all the difference, and they did recover, and it was delightful. It was fun. Great suit, 26 out of 30. I think everybody liked the polka dot suit, too.
Yeah.
But it was a great dance, but they recovered from the trip, and I thought that was impressive.
We had 3 27s, which would be 899, I believe it is, or 999. Yeah, that was Saylor and Val, who are home now.
Yes.
James and Emma, which did a great... We've been talking about him every week.
That's right, every week. And this time he pulled it out. They asked for hip action, and they got it.
They got some hip action. They got it.
And the samba is a hard dance, as we said last week. The rhythm is challenging sometimes. There's a lot of action through the legs, through the body, through the partnership. And boy, did he do it. And he did it really well. I mean, it was on fire. And he got a 27 out of 30, a humongously good score. He's coming back. So maybe our original prediction will be true.
Carrie Ann said, keep it to proportion to the body.
Yeah. Unfortunately, with samba, you're trying to get the samba action, you're getting the leg action, and you're doing some different moves. There's a copa action, for example, where the leg can show up straight, for example. But if you're not careful, your balance will pitch forward, and your leg will get away from your body. So the trick is to dance under your bones. You know, when you dance around your spine. Mm-hmm. So you can't get around your spine. No matter what you do, you can't make the spine go out of whack. So you've got to keep your balance under your body weight, while still showing the motion and the extension through the legs.
The other 27 last night, Kate and Pasha did a beautiful Viennese waltz. But I got to ask you.
Yes.
Straight to you and me.
Yeah.
What the heck's a fleckle?
So in international Viennese waltz, there are technically only 5 steps. There is a reverse turn, a natural turn, change steps, and a reverse fleckerel and a natural fleckerel with a transition. Fleckerels are a really neat movement. They're basically like a top where they're spinning in one place.
Uh-huh.
They use a hook action like a natural top, and it's really fun to watch. It is hard to do. And again, so you look at international standard with Viennese waltz, and technically speaking, there's a few, you know, accoutrements and things like that, segues, but there's basically 5 steps. And she did a good job with it, but that's called a fleckerel, and it is fun to watch, actually.
And it was funny to hear Len say it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Len is very critical of that because, again, it's a traditional international step, and it needs to be done correctly. And it looks easy, but it's ironically, I taught a class last night myself in Viennese waltz for the studio,
mm-hmm.
and we taught one step for 45 minutes because it was international, and we were going over the technique. And international technique is very difficult because it's got to be done well, and that was kind of neat. So they got a good score, but I like her. Her technique is really good, and she's a lot of fun to watch on the show.
One of the improving people, and he keeps improving every week, is Kamaro and Jenna. They got their first 7s, or first above a 7, I guess it was, with a 9, 8, and an 8.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it was impressive. You know, the first 2/3 of the routine were impressive. They did a lot of, Jenna-centric lifts. You know, but then again, his movements kicked in, and they got powerful, they got sharp. They worked at the end when he fell to his knees. I mean, the emotion was there. It was a 25 out of 30, but it was a good dance. It was a good show for contemporary.
And I think I don't like contemporary dance.
Yeah.
Or competition contemporary. But
right.
This was the best contemporary I've seen.
It was.
Time.
They actually, we talked about that before. You know, neither one of us have been that much of a fan when they added that onto the show. But it looked good, and it looked very nice, and they did do a great job.
Hannah and Alan did a samba, and I liked the in-hold stuff they were doing.
Yeah, that was really something. She had, you know, it was a lot of ease on the dance floor. The sound of the song, maybe the soundtrack had a little bit of criticism. 24 out of 30. I think if the song had been different, it was a little distracting, I think they might have gotten a higher score.
And Kellen Whitney did a good job. Nice footwork on that, on their quick step. Carrie Ann said the Charleston section was good. One tiny footwork error. And Len said big mistake on the routine.
Yeah. He was a little bit critical of that one because of that. But then he always is. So, you know, again, he's going to be the judge that's going to tell you exactly what he thinks and doesn't pull any punches.
Lauren and Gleb did a contemporary as well. Good syncopation on that one.
Yeah, that was actually, I thought, pretty nice. I mean, I thought personally, you know, as contemporary, it was the one-year anniversary, really, of Lauren's stepfather's death, and it's hard to believe. But so there wasn't a lot to critique. It was very good. She had a lot of emotion both before and after the performance, yeah. Obviously. But the routine itself was really pretty. It was a gorgeous transition, and the lifts were quite fearless. I mean, there were some pretty good lifts in there. And the choreography honored the loss that she experienced. So you had the emotion with the technique, which gave him a 26 out of 30. It was decent.
And Allie and Sasha did a quick step, and Len called it a first-class dance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to say that was a good critique. They've all proven worthy of the mirror ball in someone. But, you know, you see someone like this, like Allie and Sasha, and they were front runners, just like James Vanderbeek. And, you know, it's hard to hold on to your momentum. They earned 3 nines with their Disney, you know, routine last week. So we thought, okay, we'll see what happens. They did not do as well this week on their score, but they were just a little bit out of sync. There were some areas of the quick step where they weren't connected to each other, and that was the notes I was writing last night, and they just weren't as connected to each other. You know, you're always connecting to the judges, to the audience, and your partner. And in this case, they weren't as together, so they got a lower score.
There's always a chance that you can improve, and then just take a small step back. I don't think that was a big step back, but I think it was just a little bit.
No, and I really expected Allie and Sasha, you know, they were in jeopardy. I kind of expected them, to maybe go home, and that did not happen last night.
No, not at all. Now, the bottom vote getters, Sean and Lindsay and Kamaro and Jenna,
yeah.
But the two bottom vote to the voice votes and the scores were Sailor and Val and Allie and Sasha, and Sailor goes home.
I just don't even know what to say. I mean, we were all truly shocked by that. She gave it her all. She did a pinch hit when her mom had the broken arm, and we thought that was great. I really thought she did a great job. I didn't see that happening last night. The poor girl was just sobbing on camera,
yeah.
And you got to feel for them, because at this level, week six, you're really starting to see good dancing come out. We've
Definitely.
Talked before this. Great dancing, great fun, and they had a hard time, and I do feel sorry for her. I hope she sticks with dancing and doesn't give up on it, because she's got a lot of talent.
Now we're down to the home stretch. This was week six. That means we're halfway through the show. Next week, Halloween and the team dance.
Oh, boy. And that's a lot of fun. I have to say, I always enjoy the Halloween show because they get to let go a little bit. The pros get to dress up. The performers themselves, they get into it. And they get to have a little more campy fun. You know, and I think that's going to be fun to watch next week. I think we're going to see a few surprises. I hope not quite the same surprise as we saw this week. But I hope that we see some good judging next week and some really in week number seven where it separates the good and the bad. And I'm hoping to see that.
I think there's a double elimination coming soon.
I think so, too. I think they're going to have to get to the end.
Yeah.
And I think we're about to that point.
And it's our Dancing with the Stars update with Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. We do this every week. We do it on the air about 4:40 on 96.9 KISS FM. And you can find this podcast at 969kissfm.com. Hunter, if somebody wants to learn how to dance, not competitively.
Right.
How do they do that?
But social dancing. Well, we specialize in all types of dancing, and we've been doing that for almost 20 years. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I've been putting it off, give it a try. If you're single, don't be afraid. Call in. You'll get to dance with a teacher. You don't need a partner. If you are a couple, you get to spend time together. Or if you're getting ready for a wedding, or you're the mother, son, or the father, daughter, and you got to look good. So call now, 278-7711. You're going to get two free lessons, or go to dancingiseasy.com, and you're going to get two free lessons to get started. Give it a try. You know, you've been thinking about it for a while. You've heard us on the air for a long time. Why not? Why wait? Do it now.
Based on one of these, I have a friend of mine that went and got the two dance lessons just to show his wife that he can do it.
No kidding. Did he have a great time?
Yes, he did.
That's awesome. We try to make it easy at Arthur Murray. Call now. Don't wait and have some fun and enjoy your life and learn to dance.
It's our Dancing with the Stars update. We'll be back here next week for Halloween week.
Can't wait. Maybe we'll wear costumes. Maybe you and I should dress up.
I'm already in a costume.
We'll see what happens. I will see you next week. Looking forward to it.